From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Oh, it's going down. Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. We are popping off every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight. And it's a wild show. I mean, we are a Creative Loafing nominated show. We're a force to be what? Reckoned with, Bob?
That's right.
A force to be reckoned with. Speaking of Bob, I got my co-host with us for the Mosh Gelton Show hour.
Beatbox Bob.
And with me and Beatbox Bob, we do have the effervescent as well as distinguished
Mike E.
Mosh Gelton, Beatbox Bob, and Mikey Flaw. And tonight, the lady of the Mosh Gelton Show, we have...
You got Jess. What's up, everybody?
What up? Hey. Jess be getting down. Jess be on that. Crazy show. As always, we have trivia time. We also are going to rock a music tournament of the week. And I really like this music tournament of the week. And then we're going to talk about which songs we think are the worst songs to ever get radio play. So, yeah, we're talking about music because this is where local music lives. This is Sunshine 96.7. So we got music popping. It's lit. Crazy-ass Tuesday, man. How you guys doing? Beatbox Bob, we'll start with you, bro. The co-host, the man. Last night's show was pretty damn good. Oh, yeah. Earlier show today was good. Me and Schmitty battling. But I don't know anything about those shows. I know about tonight. How you doing?
Popping off, bro. It's a beautiful night, man. I'm just vibing, having a good one.
Feels good tonight, huh?
Yeah, man.
Feels like we're going to get into some serious stuff.
Hell yeah. I can't wait.
I love it. Mikey Flaw.
What's up?
Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Sound very contrived.
That was the point.
Okay. Jess, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good.
Jess is doing good. So some very, very profound answers from the cast. I don't know if you guys know Johnny B. He's a radio DJ. And one time he made a drop for our show. And this is what Johnny B. did for the drop.
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Gelton Show. And this your boy Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
So Johnny considered us to be the Methamphetamine Hour, and he also exclaims that this is the show he likes to listen to when he thinks about hitting people. And I must say, the most accurate description you could have ever made for our show. That is a very, very accurate description.
That's legit. It's legit.
Is it legit?
Good job, Johnny.
No, I want more out of you. How legit is it, Bob?
I'll tell you what, bro. It's too legit to quit. It's actually factually, bro. That's where it's at. I'm really grateful that he recorded that drop for us. That was really nice of him. It's a good drop, man.
Yeah, it's super dope, and the drops we have are great. Like,
how dare you?
Oh, Greta, love her. We also have the man.
China.
How dare you?
China.
How dare you?
I get all
you?
DJ with the jamborees. All right, I'm getting off beat here. We've got a damn fire show for November 25th. We've got Creative Loafing September 22nd. It's 27th, rather. We've spoken about it. But just so you guys know, there is an award show, whereas the Mosh Gelton Show that you're listening to right now is up for the best radio show in Tampa Bay by probably the most prestigious award ceremony in the Tampa Bay area, as well as Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. They are in the category of best radio stations, so things are going north, and it's at the Hard Rock Cafe where they'll be doing these awards.
Oh, yeah.
And that's coming up in a couple weeks. And, bro, gold.
Absolutely, bro.
And I don't know where it's at, and I'm not calling you guys to action. I'm not saying go do that. I'm just giving you guys, this is news. We're presenting news. Bob, we're up for best radio show and best podcast, but let's focus on best radio show. What do you think?
Like, where do we stand?
Yeah, well, how do you feel we're going to do?
I feel we're going to do great, Mosh. I really feel like we're taking number one this time.
You think we got one?
I think we got it.
I mean, there's some big shows. I mean, we can talk about, I don't want to say the names of the other guys, but they're all big. They're all great. And it's an uphill battle for sure. But Mike, what do you think we're going to take? First, second, fifth, seventh, or ninth?
Is there even a fifth, seventh, or ninth?
No.
I didn't think so. So I think to be safe, top three.
Top three?
Yeah.
Can you pick one of those three? Jess, how do you think we're going to fare in the old creative loafing? Is the Mosh Gelatin Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM the best show in all of Tampa Bay radio? Because it's top 10. Are we the best?
I think definitely top three, and I think it could get the number one.
Man, we rock out. A lot of votes. We rock out and get the number one spot. Where do we move? Where would we want to go slot wise?
What do you mean?
Like, where would be the best slot on Sunshine? If we could get like the premier slot for our show, what time would you think it would be?
Like, for the most amount of exposure, it'd be the morning.
I mean, we can go. I want to analyze it as, where do you think we're appropriate? Where do you think we're most appropriate? But because we're big, so we're not appropriate at midnight.
Right.
But we get a little edgy.
Like prime time, like 2-3 o'clock.
So you're thinking like the 2 to 6?
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. It seems where we're at. I think we can do a morning show.
We could easily.
We're doing an hour right now, and it goes by boom quick. Also, we do a bunch of other shows. But I think our best spot, I like the 2 to 6.
Yeah.
You know, if there was some feasibility in it, I wouldn't be opposed to 6 to 10. I really think we could take 6 to 10 and run with it.
That'd be a good spot too.
But you know, you never know what's gonna happen, and we could win, or we could just be horrible people and not win anything, and I can throw up there, and then we'd have to drive home early, and then I'd have to sneak in the bed with the babysitter, and me and the babysitter may do some stuff. I don't know why she's there. I don't have children, but it's gonna be a night to remember. But let's say the Mosh Gelatin Show. Let's just say we're not FM anymore, right?
Okay.
Let's say we decided to, for some reason, go podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, like, if our show was to do podcast style, what would we talk about? What would be our niche? Would we not have a niche? Would we stay in local radio but do a podcast? Would we try to expand it throughout? Would we go Joe Rogan? Would we go Theo Vaughn? What do you think our best, if we had to do podcast, what do you think our best jam would be with our cast?
It would be just like radio, but edgier. Well, you know, Opie and Anthony, Stern style stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Sirius XM type Stern stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it would basically just be like that. And then, but, you know, obviously we'd have to have video.
Mm. Video is definitely the next thing we need. I think that we could do damn good in politics.
I think we would do okay in politics, but that would get boring and monotonous pretty quick.
It's dangerous.
There's a lot of political news. I mean, if we were doing a podcast, I think that we would do good because we have such diverse political opinions that we try to pretend like we have, even though we all pretty much agree on everything. But for you guys listening, we try to play devil's advocate. But I think politics, we'd do good. Sports, horrible. We'd be horrible.
No, yeah. We could do like a tongue-in-cheek sort of a political situation. That would be good.
You're trying to make out with elected officials?
Oh, you better believe it. No, I'm talking about, you know, sort of like Daily Show or, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Just making fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could Daily Show it.
We could pull that off. That would be easy.
Mike looks like a meteorologist.
I wanted to be one.
You wanted to be a meteorologist?
When I was a kid, I swear to God, I wanted to be one. And then I realized there was way too much math and that I was out.
Yeah, it's just too much math in those cubicles they make you do for 13 years. But, I mean, the meteorologist needs to look. Does the meteorologist go behind? What does the meteorologist do besides tell you the weather on the show?
They study charts and graphs and airflow.
Yeah, they follow
high pressure system, low pressure system, cirrus clouds, cumulus clouds.
But don't they have a team of guys that do the actual work and then they're just on camera telling Tampa Bay what's going on?
No. Dennis Phillips, man.
I know Dennis Phillips is
awesome. Come on, man. Yeah. You got Delgado. Paul Delgado, both of those are rock stars.
These are good people on air, but do you think they're doing the work off air?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Dennis Phillips is real into it.
They do everything. Yeah.
I saw one weather report the other day where they obviously got the numbers wrong. And he's like, all right, it's going to be 101 over here. Over here in Phoenix, it's going to be 112. Over here in Duluth, everybody's dead. Everybody dies. It's 10,114 degrees in Duluth. You're all dead. Thought that was hilarious.
That's funny.
All right. Music. Listen. We're going to start off. We're not going to harp. We're not going to get on it. We're not going to do it forever. But, Bob, there's some songs that have had, they've had radio play throughout the time. Right? You following me?
I am following you.
You with me?
I am with you right now.
So, I mean, it's complicated. I said some songs have been on the radio. You still hanging with me?
I'm still hanging with you.
All right, bet. Some songs have been on the radio. I don't think that they should have been on the radio.
Okay.
Or maybe not played as much, or just maybe disappeared.
Okay.
And what we wanted to do at the beginning of this show is we wanted to go around and we wanted to each pick what we think is the worst song to get radio play ever.
Ooh.
And, you gave me the, you gave it to me. You know what's coming.
Well, they didn't know that I gave it to you.
Yeah, but you're right. I could have stuck with your pretending, but how could they not know that you gave it to me? How would I have known that? I'm about to say in Bob's pick.
Well, you know what? Here we are. All right. Pardon me for being excited.
So listen, guys, we were going to deceive you. We were about to let you guys believe that I didn't know everybody's pick. Now, what is true is Bob doesn't know what Jess picked. Mike doesn't know what I picked. I don't know. Well, I know everything. But yeah. So don't be a deceiver, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Say it lower so they think that we're doing something else.
Okay.
All right. Listen. So the first song that we have was submitted by Bob. And Bob believes that this is one of the worst. This is the worst song. He had two, but he narrowed it down to this one. The worst song to ever get radio play. Let's find out if we agree with him. Hopefully, this doesn't have to make me bleep it out 100 times.
Can't get it done. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe. The jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. My toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Justin Bieber, yummy.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
In the morning or late. Say the word on my way. Standing up. Keep me on the rise. Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supply.
You're incriminating, no disguise. And you're never running low on supplies. Bob, this song is treacherous.
It's absolutely treacherous, yeah. He says yummy like 75 times.
All right, let's see if we can stand a little bit more and then we'll discuss this.
50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe. The jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
All right, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy. That, Bob, was an abhorrent and loathsome song.
I agree.
So I'm going to give you mad credit for picking that. That was horrible, Bob.
Just not good.
Trash. Mike.
No, I like Bieber, but that one wasn't good.
You said you liked that song.
I know I do, but it's not his best. I mean, I've listened to it before, but
well, which
he has
is
way
it?
Better songs.
Which is it? Do you like the song? Would you turn it off if it was if you were in the car?
Probably.
You would
maybe listen to it for a minute and then probably turn it.
So, okay. Mike?
I think it's horrible, and I'm guessing that the record company just said, we told you you had to do 14 songs, you got to do another song. He's like, okay, let's throw something together.
And Bieber's got some bangers, Bob. Yeah, don't get good. It twisted, bro.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, he's got talent. Yeah, but
that one is just
trash.
It was very, very trash. So, I mean, I agree with you on that. All right, so Bob's pick was trash, and that was called Yummy by Justin Bieber. So we're going to go over here now, and we're going to pick, this is Jess's pick for the worst song to ever get radio play. Let's see if we know what this is and if we dislike it.
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out by the Baha Men? Jess picks is the worst song of all time. That's enough of that. Now I will say this. Yummy was about 14 margins worse than that.
Yeah.
This I could vibe to with the beat. Who Let the Dogs Out is a horrible song.
It's rough.
However, you can't say you can't vibe to it.
Yeah, I mean, I had to pick it quick. I was like, and then that one popped in my head. But it is a bad song. But I could see what you're saying with the vibe out to the beat. But the words.
It is a bad song. It's not the greatest song. But I don't think it's touching Bieber yet.
I mean, it's still like mean-spirited, though. Who Let the Dogs Out is just mean. They're just talking about ugly chicks at a party.
Didn't
That's what that means?
Yeah. And he was talking about...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Get back scruffy, get back gruffy, flea-infested mongrel.
Wow. Are you extrapolating those lyrics and making your own assumptions?
No, that's a real deal. Yeah, if you look it up, it's a thing.
Really, bro?
It's mean-spirited.
So, well, I like some mean-spirited songs, but Who Let the Dogs Out is not the greatest song. But, hey, we'll find out what Mikey Flaw thinks. And I'm going to cut here to a little bit of the middle of the song. And here's the song that Mikey Flaw thinks, right here on the Mosh Jellin Show, is the worst song to ever play on radio. Let's see if we know it.
Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nice. They buy me all these ices, Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Adana, Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly, girl, I ain't asking, they say they love my ass, and 7 jeans, true religion, I say no, but they keep giving, so I keep on taking, and no, I ain't taking,
Black Eyed Peas,
keep on taking, I keep on demonstrating my love, love.
Spending all your money on me
and spending time on me.
She's got me spending.
Spending all your money on me, on me.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that?
Okay. I know the ASS word isn't bad, but we're going to stop it there. My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. Now, when I think of bad songs, I think of songs people tried to make good, but were just bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they made that song intending on it to be super duper fire. I will say, though, My Humps is not... I think My Humps is worse than Who Let the Dogs Out.
Mm-hmm.
My Humps, that song is horrible.
It's a rough one.
I don't know about what that Justin Bieber song, though, because that was horrible.
Yeah.
Yummy. But I mean, My Humps. Do you like this song?
I actually used to karaoke this song a lot.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's what I'm dealing with here. That's what we got on the Mosh Sheldon
show. It was a long time ago. But I used to do that. But no, it is a bad song.
Have you ever heard the phrase ratchetivity?
I have.
You did karaoke of My Humps?
Yeah, me and my friend Thomas Humphrey. His last name was Humphrey. Maybe that's why we did it. He would do like the rap part and I would do the singing part.
And what was the cause of the trauma in your childhood?
With Molly, it was Molly's, you know, karaoke.
Okay. Karaoke and you do humps. I get that a little bit. Not a big fan of My Humps. In my opinion, that's the worst one so far. I don't know, though, because that Justin Bieber one was horrible. But my pick, there's no way you guys think any of those songs are worse than my pick. You just can't do it. It just doesn't make any sense. So here's my pick for what I believe is the worst song to ever be put on radio. Let me know if you guys know it and if you guys hate it.
Ah!
Why is it clapping? That's not in the song, right? All right, well, let's not get really. That out.
No, that is that's the only recording that they had of the song, the national recording. That was the big deal.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's the song, yeah.
Okay, well, then we'll move it up a little bit. Elton John. Who the hell is sitting in their car driving going, na 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 na, yeah, Benny and the Jets, go, Benny. That song.
Dude, 1976, man, that was on the radio a lot.
And it was. Unfortunately, I didn't grow up to hear that in the 76. It's still on the radio right now. I'm sure Bob's going to have a different answer to this, but every time I hear a Benny and the Jets, what emotion is that supposed to invoke in me, bro?
A longing, a sorrow-filled level of moroseness with a little bit of a cathartic release. You're supposed to have nostalgia while at the same time a tinge of sadness and bittersweet.
In layman's terms.
Sad, but also okay with the sadness because it's good, ultimately.
I hear that. I hear Benny and the Jets. Dun, 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 and then I get it.
Do you get it?
Well, what is it about?
I don't get it.
Yeah, what is it even about?
Well, I don't get it. Don't get it right. Don't get me wrong. I don't get it at all.
Do we even know what that's about?
Yeah, who's Benny?
The Jets?
I personally don't. I don't believe that it even matters what it's about. But I mean, we should know. I just don't think that how good the song is matters too much about what it's about. Benny and the Jets is unlistenable for me, and I'm gonna get so much hate for saying this, and I have gotten it for a long time. But I can't stand if Benny and the Jets or Black Hole Sun comes on any radio station. I have to hide. I've got to change it. The worst, Bob.
You said or Black Hole Sun?
Black Hole Sun. Now, not because Black Hole Sun's a bad song. That has just been way too overplayed for me.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
But Benny and the Jets, horrible.
I like Benny and the Jets, personally. For me, it's the piano. It's the driving bass line. I like it a lot. That's definitely one of my favorite things that just randomly pop up all the time. I don't go and look for it and listen to it, but it's definitely nice. Sometimes I'll get the melody stuck in my head.
I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm playing basketball, put on Benny and the Jets, Benny and shoot, not do, okay. I got a girl, we're about to get it on, it's about to get dope. All right, listen, hold on, girl. Benny and the Jet, not working, go into the club, hey, what's poppin', put it on. Benny and the Jet, I'm feeling a little sad about a passing. Benny and the Jet, nothing. There's nothing.
I get it. It's more of like an experimental thing. Benny is like a futuristic punk rock goddess that he's talking about, and the Jets are literally like the Jets attached to her rocket boots.
Really?
Yeah, it's a whole sci-fi thing. Elton John was a real sci-fi nerd, so he sang a lot about sci-fi stuff.
He just looked it up. That is a fact.
That's legit, it's yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
You did just look that up.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why I was stalling for the Benny, because I knew Bob was on top of it. You like that song?
No, I don't like that song.
You hate that song?
Yeah, I hate
it. Hate is a strong word.
It is a strong word, so I do not, I just like it.
You dislike it?
Yeah.
Do you disrespect it?
No, I just dislike it.
Do you like it?
I can't say I like it. I think it's a little ridiculous, but there's some nostalgia there for me.
Did any of these songs on this list that you heard change your mind, or do you think that...
I think they all suck.
Do you think Who Let the Dogs Out is the worst song out of these?
Probably. Probably.
Has anybody changed their mind on what they think the worst song is?
I stand by Yummy by Justin Bieber as being the worst.
I stand by Who Let the Dogs Out.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead with you, Bob. Yummy was horrible, bro. Just that was a horrible song.
Trash.
No bueno.
Garbage.
Because Yummy was such a horrible song, we're not going to play it. I was going to play it, but I was like, you know what? I'd have to look for it, and I'm not going to go look for horrible songs. What I will look for is groups of people that love to not give me commercials on YouTube. And these groups of people that I have are groups of people that enjoy playing Trivia Time. You guys ready to play?
Yeah!
Trivia Time right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. The Mosh Gelton Show gets lit. It's every Tuesday night. And what we do is we try not to say too much as a radio host. And we're going to do something called Trivia Time. It's a brand new game, gentlemen.
Oh.
Brand new game.
Good.
Points for all you guys if you can get them. This game is called Trivia Time on the Mosh Gelton Show, Music Trivia.
Okay.
And it's that simple. It is straight up trivia questions.
Nice.
So, pretty straightforward. I'm going to ask you the question. You guys buzz in. If you... get it wrong on the buzz, then you are not eligible to answer first for the next question. Each question is worth 1 point unless I say otherwise. Whoever has the most points at the end wins, and it's just simple music trivia questions. You guys understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
This music this trivia time has been brought to you by my mother. Hi, Mom. All right, listen. The first question, hands-on verbal buzzers.
Mm-hmm.
Music trivia. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show. Question number one. What's the name of Elvis Presley's home in Memphis?
Got it.
I do too.
Mikey Flaw with the quick grab. Mikey Flaw, what is the name of Elvis's home in Graceland?
You just said it.
Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
I did just say it. So I've got to pay more attention. I thought I was crisp as hell on this too. I was killing it, and then I say that. All right, well, everybody knew that. It was the first question, 1 pointer, but does everybody know this question? Trivia time, music trivia on the Mosh Gelton Show. Who is known as the Queen of Soul?
Got it.
Flaw calls again. Who is known as the Queen of Soul? You believe you have it?
95%.
What do you think? You think he's got it, Bob?
Probably.
You got it, right?
No.
Oh, well, if you don't got it, then I don't know if he's got it. All right, Mike, I'll ask you. Trivia time. Who is known as the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. I was going to guess that, but I didn't know it for sure.
Right. Yeah, it's the very educated guess. Aretha Franklin is the King of Soul. Mikey Flaw does something that's never happened before and has 2 points, and nobody else has points. You're kicking ace, Mikey Flaw. All right, trivia time, the Mosh Gelton Show. John Frusciante plays lead guitar for what band?
I got it.
Bob calls. Do any of you guys think you know who it is?
No idea.
You know for sure, right?
Most likely.
All right. He probably knows. If you had to guess right now, John Frusciante plays lead guitar, what band would you just guess?
Well, you'd have to narrow it down a
just
little
guess.
Bit.
Just guess. Guess a band.
Tool.
Beatbox.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is correct. I even gave Mike a gimme, and Bob had that. John Frusciante does all the fire guitar for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Never knew that. I know Flea, and I know Anthony Kiedis.
You knew everybody in there. John Frusciante is one of the biggest lead guitar names that you can think of in all rock.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Didn't know it.
Bob's got one. Mike's got two. Jess is yet to slay the board, but here we go. All right, trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show. Who died in a tragic plane crash that also took the lives of the pilot, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens?
Got it.
I know this his name.
I maybe know it.
Flaw called. Did you say you had it?
I do, but I don't remember his name.
Well, if you don't remember his name, that's going to be a problem. So, Mikey Flaw, I'll ask you, and then you can go. Who died in a tragic plane crash that also took the lives of the pilot, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens?
I think I got it wrong. I'm thinking Leonard Skinner, but I don't think that's it.
It's not Leonard Skinner.
Different era.
He's like a bigger guy.
Is he Rainy Rhodes?
You guys can go ahead.
Ozzy? The Big Bopper?
Big Bopper is correct.
You gave it.
Big Bopper is correct, and that's the guy that does Chantilly Lace with a pretty face and a ponytail, a hanging down, a giggle and a walk and a wiggle and a talk. Oh! It makes the world. All right, I'm sorry about that. Mikey Flaw grabs another point. And we're rocking and rolling with trivia time right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Music trivia. Who's the lead singer of the Wallflowers?
Nobody.
Who is the lead singer of the Wallflowers?
No idea.
No.
He's got a very famous father who was one of the most famous rock guys ever. Classic rock artists with, give me names of singular classic rock artists.
Like Axl Rose.
Older.
Joe Walsh era, like the Eagles, something like that.
That era. Who's the lead singer of the Eagles?
John, I can't think of his last name.
So nobody has any idea who the lead singer of the Wallflowers is?
No idea.
John Fogerty, that was... one of the singers.
It's like it. I put this guy in the same thing as Eric Clapton, his father. When I think of Eric Clapton, I think of this guy for some reason.
So Eric Clapton's his father?
Like Tom Petty?
No, like that, but more of singular on his own. Never had the heart. Well, I don't know. I think of Bob Dylan when I think of Eric Clapton for some reason. And the answer to who the lead singer of the Wallflowers is, that would be a man by the name of Jacob Dylan.
Jacob Dylan.
Huh.
So did you know that after the fact?
Nope.
Jacob Dylan is the lead singer of the Wallflowers, and you guys know the song they do?
No.
One Headlight.
One Headlight.
The one where we had the other question. There's got to be something better than middle. So that's Jacob Dylan. All right, we're rocking and rolling. Trivia time. Here's the question. What's the answer? What song by John Lennon is often associated with peace and activism?
I got it.
Bob calls.
Come Together.
It is not Come Together.
It's not?
It's not Come Together.
With peace and activism? Mm.
John Lennon is often associated with peace and activism. What song is that?
Strawberry Fields?
Nope.
Maybe got it, but I don't remember the name of the song. Is it something about like happy,
hey Jude?
Happy in it? Happy People?
That's in the song, yeah.
Is that song?
It's not
called?
Hey Jude.
Shiny Happy People.
I would think this is one of his most famous songs. I would say this is in a lot of
what's that name of
movies.
It?
Oh, man, I can't get past like Sergeant Pepper.
I wish I knew how it went.
Yellow Submarine.
Nope.
Happy People.
Imagine All the People.
Imagine is correct.
Very good.
Imagine is correct. Yeah. Jess inadvertently says the name of the song, Imagine.
Well, there it is.
There we go.
Is the one associated with Peace and Activism by John Lennon. So if you guys have just joined us on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, it's the Mosh Gelatin Show. It's trivia time. We've got music trivia questions. Bob's got one. Jess has one. Mikey Flaw with 3 points. And here we rock and here we roll. Music trivia on the Mosh Gelatin Show. What's the title of the best-selling album of all time released in 1982?
Got it.
Mikey Flaw thinks he has it. I'll ask you again, then you can go, Mike. What's the name of the best-selling album of all time, which happened to be released in 82?
Thriller.
Thriller is correct.
Ooh, yep.
Thriller is correct. And so far, music trivia seems to be panning out for Mikey Flaw here. That is indeed Thriller. All right. Few more questions left for a point. Which Irish rock band released the album The Joshua Tree?
Got it.
Mikey Flaw?
U2.
U2 is correct. U2 did release The Joshua Tree in 1982. So didn't have to finish that. Very well done. Or 1987, rather. Mikey Flaw, another point. Mikey's ahead. You guys got to get on there, Beatbox Bob and Jess. It's your time to shine right here. You guys can do this. What is Jess's first name? No, I'm joking. All right, trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. What's the term for the speed or pace at which a piece of music is performed?
I got it.
Bob?
Tempo.
Tempo is correct. The term for the speed or pace at which music is performed is indeed called the tempo. Bob grabs that point. And for another point, what is the highest female single? What is the highest female singing voice in music theory?
Like the artist?
I think I got it.
The artist?
Go ahead.
Soprano?
Soprano is correct. Soprano is correct. Bob comes back. The highest female singing voice in music theory is soprano.
Yeah.
Does anybody, for extra credit, know what the lowest male voice is?
Baritone?
Nope.
It was, let's see, soprano, alto, baritone.
One syllable, four letters.
Bass.
That's correct. That is correct. You don't get points for it, but that's still impressive.
Yeah.
From bass to soprano. All right, now we're in the 2 points. We've got 3 questions left. Bob's got 3. Flaw's got 5. Jess has 1. It's still anybody's game. For 2 points, which artists or group sing the song Who Let the Dogs Out?
I got it. Called it first.
Bob calls.
Yeah, he did.
What's the answer?
The Baha Men.
Very. I didn't know. I didn't. That was an accident.
It was already there.
That's funny.
The way it rocked. The Baha Men were there. Bob is sneaking up. Ties with Mike, 5-5. Jess still has a chance, but she can't miss a question. Trivia time. Who sang the theme song for the TV show Friends?
Oh, dang it.
Oh, what was her name?
I got it.
Mikey Flaw calls. Who sang the theme song for the TV show Friends, Mike?
The Rembrandts.
Yes, that's it.
I'll be there for you.
I'll be there for you.
When the rain starts to pour. Oh, it's a banger, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's a banger song.
That's a good one.
Oh, man, this is wild. We're down to the final question. Jess, it's looking a little, you're looking a little down there. The final question is a 3-pointer. Now, Beatbox has 5.
Mm-hmm.
Flaw has 7. Anybody else besides, if Bob gets it, he wins. If Jess gets it, Flaw wins. And if Flaw gets it, Flaw wins. So this means, this is the whole game. This is for all of what we call the beans. The flicking of the beans goes as such. Trivia time. Music trivia. The Mosh Gelatin Show. Here's the final question. What is the best-selling single of all time?
Got it.
Hold on. There's no way you got that.
I got it.
If you know the answer to this, I'll let you win.
Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Beat It.
It is not Beat It.
Thriller.
It is not Thriller. Mm. What is the best-selling single of all time?
Stairway to Heaven?
Nope.
Beethoven's Fifth?
A little too early. Now you're going back a little too far, but you have the right idea. You have the right idea.
All for One?
No.
Happy Birthday?
No. But I will say it's related usually to a holiday.
Oh. White Christmas.
That's correct. It is White Christmas. Beatbox Bob wins trivia time. White Christmas was correct. That is fire, bro. Very well done. I didn't think anyone would get that. Bob takes the game to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
White Christmas is correct.
Good job.
Thanks.
How does White Christmas go?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
There's no way that song's allowed to be played on the radio now.
Well, it's a...
So many better ones.
That's funny, Mosh. You're
I'm saying there's no way that they're going to not censor that song. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's hilarious. He's talking about the snow.
Yeah. It sounds like Charlottesville just wrote that song.
Get out of town.
I mean, think about it. Christmas.
I mean, that's...
And then white Christmas? Dreaming of it? Psh, come on, bro. Fascism. When I hear, when you guys hear I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, I'm thinking I'm dreaming of authoritarian totalitarianism. That's all I can think of when I hear that song. Who sings it?
I don't know.
I don't either.
The answer is Bing Crosby.
Well, there it is. Mm. Now you know.
I could have got that.
Back then when he wrote it, he was allowed to dream of a white Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, that was at his own peril because you should be dreaming of, well, you can't say all colors of Christmas because then that's bad too. Listen, we're gonna we dream of Christmases, and what's the next damn holiday?
What Halloween.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 2 months away, right?
A little over a month.
You guys be getting wild on Halloween?
Well, sometimes.
My wife just bought a 14-foot ghost.
Love it.
There you go.
For my son.
Okay. Where did she find an action? That's a stupid joke. She bought a 14-foot ghost to put in the front yard?
Yeah, to blow up.
Oh, that's awesome. Going to be dope.
Yeah, we blew it up on the back patio, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, did you blow it?
Luckily, no. Didn't have to.
You didn't have to blow it?
No, I just had to plug it in.
Now, when you were when someone was blowing this thing up, did they have to use a lot of force? Does the wind come from the lungs, or is there some throat in it when you blow?
Man, I'll tell you, that would take a long time. I mean, really, the size of this thing to actually blow that up, you know, like you would a beach ball.
It would take wow. some time, but the thing is,
it wouldn't be worth it.
Well, I mean, when you blow it and it's finished, and it finally finishes, and it's all over the place. Now, because it's finished, you blew it until it finished, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
Seems like a sticky situation to me.
It's on the back patio.
It's impressive. It's definitely impressive.
On a scale of 1 to 6, how impressive?
6.
So a 10.
Yeah.
So that's...
Or 8.
That's pretty impressive. Oh, Tuesday nights, man. What are you doing when you get out of here? You want to go party?
Nah, bro. Go
downtown St. Pete, bro. We'll get down.
Oh, come on. I'd love to, but I just can't. I can't do it.
You got stuff to do tomorrow? I'm
working my fingers to the bone every day.
Beatbox Bob is at Beatbox Bob, so make sure you follow him. I'm at Mosh Jelton, at Mikey Flaw. So don't forget to follow us. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I live in Newport Richie, so if you see me, I'm usually at Dunkin' Donuts, and I get in my car, follow me. Just follow me to wherever I'm going. And when I pull up, ask me some questions. You can literally follow me anywhere you want. Phone lines are open, but you don't know the number. Mikey Flaw.
Yeah. What's up?
What are you going to wear? Before I get into the music tournament, because we're running out of time, I just want to know, what are you going to wear for the Creative Loafing Hard Rock Jam?
That's a really good question. I'm surprised nobody asked it. I'm going to stick with... what worked for me before, and that's my lucky jacket now. So I'm going to wear the jacket, and I'm negotiable on what I wear under the jacket.
Fair enough. I feel like I understand what you're saying. It worked. Like mine worked too, so I might, but I might need some flair. Are you going Ric Flair, or are you just going crystal clear?
Well, you know, suit coat, nice shirt underneath, couple accoutrements, making myself look fancy.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, nice little gold chain, maybe a nice watch or something.
You gonna go bigger gauges?
Why would I go bigger?
I don't know. Don't you?
No. What?
I don't. Is it the same size every time?
Yeah. Do you know how gauges work?
It's you go until you're happy with it, right?
Yeah. And then, like, if you go bigger, then you have to stretch the hole, and then that requires a lot of difficulty.
Doesn't it go back? It
takes time.
Well, eventually it'll go back. But,
you think?
You know, you got to use lotion and stuff like that to make sure that it actually goes back, you know, appropriately. And if I go any bigger anyway, I have to use lotion, you know, or some kind of like Vaseline or.
Do you bedazzle?
Bedazzle?
Yeah.
And, like, why would I bedazzle already a piece of jewelry?
I don't know what you would put in there, but, I mean, if you want to, like, step it up, wouldn't you, like, you know, put diamonds in there or something?
Put diamonds in gauges?
Do they make fancy ones?
They do make fancy ones.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm looking at.
So. Well, generally, like, you know, they're a little bit more ornate, or they have a fancy design, or they're made out of a good material or something like that. I like to go with silicone, so that way I get to have a real classy look. You know, it's not, you know, it's a little understated, it's mild, everything's good.
So if you're going to step it up, what's your first thing that you're going to do?
What, like with my gauges or just the whole outfit?
Just the outfit in general.
I'm fixing my hair.
Well, it looks good.
Yeah, but I'm making it even better.
You stand it up on end?
No, of course not. You get that nice, you know, sort of over to the side comb over to kind of show that, you know, really nice, what do you call it? It's a hard part. It's like a nice little line in between the fade up.
Yeah, you do have some hair.
Make myself look nice, you know what I'm saying?
Party in the front, party in the back, bro. Let's get down, bro. Hold on, let me get a...
China!
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
China!
No, let's say...
How dare you?
China!
What you want to do with...
How dare
China.
You?
China!
Dude, I'm like a DJ with this.
Ever.
All right, we're going to look good. You guys know where to follow us. We're not calling you to do anything. If you do, or real quick, if you will, just email everybody you can. It could be your friend. Email your sister, your father, and tell everybody that we should have 4 hours on prime time. So the music tournament of the week, gentlemen, is One Hit Wonders of the 90s.
Ooh.
And yes, I'll be aware that one of these bands may have another song.
Okay.
But they're mostly one-hit wonders of the 90s.
We'll take it.
Right? So we're going to pit these songs up against each other, and we're going to see which one-hit wonder of the 90s is the best. We don't have too much time left, so we're going to bang them out. Here's the first one-hit wonder of the 90s. Let me know if you know it. Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena. Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena. Macarena. Now don't you worry about my boyfriend. Now don't you worry about my boyfriend. I don't know what he says, but for my whole life, this is what I've been singing. Ay, paliela, maliela, macarena. Tu vela, piti, ama, piti, vela, cosa buena. Ay, paliela, macarena, macarena. Macarena. What were you saying?
I don't know. Like one little, two little, three little Macarena. Four little, five little Macarena. Six little, seven little Macarena. Hey, Macarena, hi.
As a matter of fact, let me see what these lyrics are. Let me see what these lyrics are. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, hey Macarena.
Mm.
I guess that probably means...
It's about a girl.
Don't worry about my boyfriend. He's a boy whose name is Victorino. I don't want him. I couldn't stand him. He was no good, so... And I think she even says... Yeah, come and find me. My name is Macarena, always at the party. Dance with me, and all the fellas chant along. And I thought at some point in there, it's about a menage. Did anybody ever hear that?
Yeah.
No.
No.
When I dance, they call me Macarena. I'm not trying to seduce you. When I dance, they call me Macarena. And the boys, They say, you're good. They all want me. They can't have me. So they all come and dance beside me. I guess I don't know where I got that from. Anyways, Macarena, 90s hit, dope track. But is this song better as a one-hit wonders 90s song? You guys be the judge and let me know.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
It's an easy one to pick, isn't it? Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Okay, so we've got Aqua's Barbie Girl. Seems unanimous in the room. Barbie Girl's a better song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So everybody says Barbie Girl is a better song. So we can immediately take Macarena off the table, even though there was no threesome at all in there. We're gonna take that off the table. And now the next two songs that are going against each other. Here's a song you guys may have heard of. A one-hit wonder of the 90s would be this song right here.
I'm alive. There's been times. Down my road. Leave you. Just can't turn. You walk away.
All For You by Sister Hazel. It's a bang city slang fest.
That's a really good song.
I love that song. So we've got All For You by Sister Hazel, but is it going to beat this 90s alternative?
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
Oh, that's hard.
If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I will walk 500 miles and
banger. Sister Hazel, All For You, or is it going to be the Proclaimers, I'm going to be? Jess?
I'm going to be.
She's going to be. She's going with the Proclaimers. Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Mikey Flo?
Yeah, I'm going to be too.
Well, we're all going to be. I'm going to be is going to be the winner, even though All For You is great. So now in the finals, we've got Aqua versus I'm Gonna Be. But do we? Is that the finals or are there two more songs?
Ooh.
Here is the first of the last two one-hit wonders of the 90s. Let me know if you guys understand if you like this.
I see you, the only one who knew
Symphonies, Deep Blue Something. Great song.
Good song.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
I like it.
Now, this is the final song of the tournament, no cap. Is Breakfast at Tiffany's better than this song right here?
Dark hair and soft skin forever.
The Toadies, Possum Kingdom. It's definitely Possum Kingdom.
Yeah, no question.
So is Possum Kingdom better than Barbie Girl? That's the question we're going to be with right now. Now, let's go this way. Bob, what's better, Aqua, Barbie Girl, or I'm Gonna Be by the Proclaimers?
Aqua.
Aqua?
Yeah.
Mikey Flaw?
Yeah, same.
You're going Aqua?
Aqua.
I'm Jeff. Going Aqua.
Three Aquas?
Yeah, against the Proclaimers. Yeah.
I like the Proclaimers slightly better, but Aqua's going to take the cake, so we don't even have to worry about the Proclaimers. This is it. That's correct. This is the finals. This is the last one. We've either got Aqua by Barbie Girl, or we've got Possum Kingdom by Toadies. Just to remind you, here's Toadies Possum Kingdom. Possum Kingdom by the Toadies, or do we have the iconic and recently brought into the light of the public again, Barbie Girl by Aqua?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
All right, man, that sounds like the Venga Boys a lot. That sounds like the Venga Bus. But I will say this. I love Aqua, and I love Possum Kingdom by the Toadies. Unfortunately, I've been reached more by Possum Kingdom, and so I go Possum Kingdom. Jess, what do you say, Aqua or Possum Kingdom?
I'm going to go with Aqua because it was a big part of my 90s.
Okay, that's one and one, Aqua. And one Possum Kingdom. Mikey Flaw, is it Aqua or is Possum Kingdom the best?
No. Possum Kingdom was a big part of my maybe 90s. Yeah, for sure, because we covered it in a band. So I'd have to pick that one.
So you're going Possum Kingdom.
We're not playing Barbie Girl, that's for sure.
And Beatbox Bob, is it going to be Aqua or is it going to be Possum Kingdom?
Possum Kingdom.
Possum Kingdom. Possum Kingdom is the winner of the music tournament of the night. Perfect time. He says, give it up to me. Give it up to me. Do you want? I can't go. We got 1 minute, but check it out. Possum Kingdom is the winner. Super fire. Great trash songs. Those songs were trash, and I loved every second of it. My name's Mosh Gelton. I'm in with at Beatbox Bob, at Mikey Flaw, and at Jess somewhere. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, you can catch us rocking and jocking right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Don't forget, Radio St. Pete is up for best radio station in Tampa Bay. And this show right here that you're listening to, The Mosh Gelton Show, we're up for best radio show in all of Tampa Bay. And we go to find out who gets the award, and that'll be September 27th. And we want to bring back the gold, so don't miss us here next week and all over the place. This is The Mosh Gelton Show. We'll see you next time.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.